Let me, you know, there's some things that are not going to get covered here, and we're going to have to make some arrangement.
I'd be happy to come back with you, and let's talk some more.
Okay. What? I assume that you probably want to go out for lunch, right?
And yeah, you want? Would you like to go and have lunch with the two of us?
Well, I'd be fine.
Okay.
The only thing is that I want to accommodate, and you've got maybe 15 minutes here, and I want to fit it in,
yeah.
And that's all I'm talking about.
Okay.
And it's a question of how to fit, and I'm wondering whether I should suggest a couple of hit-and-run topics.
Why don't you do that now, spend 15 more minutes, and then we'll go get a bite to eat, and then if you don't mind, we'll adjourn for the rest of the day, because I got some things I need to do.
Okay. Let me... Here's a real change of subject. What do you remember about John P. Smeekins coming to the Supreme Court?
Smeekins never weakens.
That's a good start.
Yeah. The Smeekins story is this. Well, you know the Smeekins was a state representative or whatever,
senator
for many years. He was a...
Aspire to be a chairman of the party.
Whatever, I guess.
And Larry Lindemer just beat back his...
As I recall, he was Catholic, a conservative, father of a large family, and outspoken, noisy, and had been around a long, long time. He went to law school. As I recall, as a commuter, he went to the Detroit College of Law and graduated. And this whole episode began, as I recall, with a request that Brother Smeekins be allowed to take an oral bar examination. And in fact, as I remember, Stanley Beatty, who was then chairman of the Board of Law Examiners, importuned me on behalf of Smeekins and said that he had approached him and asked that this be done and so on. And Stanley, in his wonderful way, with his imitation Harvard accent, said, "And Mr. Justice Brennan, if there is any way that you can do this consistent with your responsibilities, I should be delighted to establish the examination." The issue came up. Now, the background of it was this.
We're talking about first... days or months of 1971, is that correct?
I'm guessing it would be, 71. It was after I was Chief Justice.
And Swainson and Williams had come on the court.
Yep. Swainson and Williams were on the court, exactly. But the story was the Smeekins had taken and failed the bar examination maybe twice or three times or some number of times before that, that he was a man of getting on in years, that he was ill, that he had cancer, and that he was expected to die very soon. And that the business of becoming, the goal of becoming a member of the bar was a goal that he had long sought, that he had gotten his legal education with great personal sacrifice, commuting, despite his burden, the burden of his duties in the legislature, and the burdens of his large family, and all these other things. And